Okay, so for today's learning of Mishnah Berurah Yomi, we talk about one of the practical halachas of lighting neiros for Shabbos. There is a machlekes rishonim as to when exactly a woman's supposed to be mekabel Shabbos at the onset of Shabbos. And the opinion of the Bahag is that when a woman lights neiros for Shabbos, she has to be mekabel Shabbos. And in general, the minig, at least of Ashkenazim, is that we try to be chayshish. We try to adhere to the opinion of the Bahag. And when a woman lights neiros for Shabbos, she's mekabel Shabbos. She shouldn't do malacha after lighting neiros for Shabbos. That's why we flip the order of the hadlaka. Instead of making the bracha and then lighting, we first have the woman light and then make the bracha. Why? Because if you make the bracha and you're mekabel Shabbos, then you can't light, because you can't light a nair on Shabbos. It's going to be a violation of the melacha of Havara, igniting a fire. And therefore, what we do is we reverse the order. We have the woman light and then make the bracha, but she dafka covers her eyes so she doesn't get benefit from the light until after her bracha. And like this, it's considered still a application of bracha oiver lasiyasa, that the bracha is before the performance and the fulfillment of the mitzvah, because she's not getting benefit from the light of the ner until after she makes the bracha. So that's the basic gist of the Ashkenazi minhag. We have the woman accept Shabbos with the halakha. Therefore, we reverse the order because we don't want to make her to make a bracha, which is a Kabbalah Shabbos, and then light the neiros, because you can't light neiros after Shabbos. But we want still the bracha to be prior to the mitzvah fulfillment. So we have somewhat of a fulfillment after the bracha by virtue of the fact that she only benefits from the light after the bracha. And like this, she could say that she made the bracha before benefiting from the light of neiros Shabbos. That's the Ashkenazi minig as it relates to hadlokas neiros Shabbos. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, if it's a shas hatzarich, if there's a specific reason as to why the woman doesn't want to be mekabel Shabbos when she lights neiros Shabbos, then technically she can make a condition. She could light on condition that she's not yet being mekabel Shabbos, and then she could still do melacha, and then she'll be mekabel Shabbos later. But that's only reserved for a time of need. Generally, a woman should be mekabel Shabbos with hadlokas neiros of Shabbos. However, there's a very interesting question in the Paiskim. When we say that in general, our custom is that a woman is mekabel Shabbos when she lights neiros for Shabbos, does that refer to the actual act of lighting the neiros? Is that the Kabbalah Shabbos? Or is it the bracha that she makes on the mitzvah of hadlakas neiros Shabbos, which by virtue of the bracha is mekadesh the Shabbos, sanctifies the Shabbos, and thereby accepts upon herself the Kedusha and the sanctity of Shabbos? So which one is it? Is it the hadlaka or is it the bracha? Now what's the practical nafkamina? What's the ramification of this question? A very important one. And that is, she lights the neiros Shabbos. You know, she has her eyes covered. Now she finished lighting and now she wants to make the bracha. Can she extinguish the candle? Can she extinguish the neir? If you say that the Kabbalah Shabbos took place with the Hadlaka, then it's already Shabbos for her because she already lit. So even though she didn't yet make the bracha, since it's already Shabbos for her, she can't extinguish it. She has to make sure that it's extinguished by itself. So she puts the neir down, lets it go out by itself. However, if the Kabbalah is not the lighting itself, but it's the bracha, she could extinguish the neir because she still hasn't made the bracha. This is a question in the Paiskim. The general custom of women is to try to let it go out by itself. However, the Aruch HaShulchan writes in Siman Reish Samach Gimel that if a woman doesn't have a particular custom, the Ikar Halacha is that she's not obligated to be Mekabel Shabbos with the Halacha, and rather she's really Mekabel Shabbos with the Bracha, and therefore technically she would still be allowed to extinguish the candles since she didn't yet make the Bracha. Now again, the feeling generally is to just let it go out on its own, and to be chayshish, to be suspicious of the shita that maybe it's already too late to extinguish it. Once you did the hadlaka, it's a Kabbalah Shabbos. But says the Aruch HaShulchan, technically, if she doesn't have a minig otherwise, the Iker halacha mandates Kabbalah Shabbos with the bracha, not with the hadlaka. Also, another application is, can I move the matchbox between the hadlaka and the bracha? if you hold that you already were Mekabel Shabbos when you lit the Neiros for Shabbos, so the matchbox probably is going to be Muksa, and therefore you wouldn't be allowed to move it out of the way. You should have someone else who wasn't yet Mekabel Shabbos move it out of the way, who doesn't have to adhere to the laws of Muksa. But be that as it may, this is a very important question as to exactly when the Kabbalah is. Is the Kabbalah by the Hadlaka, or is the Kabbalah by the Bracha? And the Nafkamina is whether you're allowed to extinguish the Neir between the Hadlaka and the Bracha.